Is liking metal music unorthodox?
I just know that if that's true, then the fans are in a lot of trouble.
I couldn't hear. All I heard was trouble.
If it's true that liking metal music is not orthodox, then the entire Finnish country is in a lot of trouble.
Oh yeah, they're all metal.
Yeah.
They have metal music at the inaugural balls for the pilots.
Yeah. How's that working for them? Right. Wait, so.
It's working great, but you know, both my favorite.
So maybe expanding the question a little bit. Yeah. I mean, to what extent does our faith dictate things like musical choices?
What integrates us? What dissipates us? The fathers can correct me. You can correct me. I'm not aware that the Holy Fathers have said anything about death metal music or something. I don't think it comes up. But, you know, we know stuff affects us, right? So how is it affecting us? That's the question we have to ask.
Well, and I think these things are... So one of the things that people rebel against is a hard set of rules, right? You may not do this. Your skirt in church has to be, you know, X number of inches from the floor. Because these are seemingly imposed from outside. The goal of the spiritual life is to have things coming out from within us that are good and Christ-like. So, in a sense, by asking the question, you're trying to get us to say, well, okay, here's a hard rule. You may never listen to this music and this song and this is... And people listen to those things. Okay, you listen to those things. I think then the question needs to be, well, what is it if you really love it, if you really like it? What is that within you that's being attracted to that? And I'm not saying that, I have to be honest, I don't think I've really listened to death metal music to know exactly what it is. I have no idea if the lyrics are understandable, what they're trying to say. So I can't experience it for myself. But you have to say to yourself, well, what's in there? What is it that's attracting me to this? Why am I doing this? And is this something that I want to encourage within myself? Because, you know, what did Christ say about his apostles? You know them by their love. You'll know them by their fruits, right? So if we kind of encourage certain things within us and our musical choices and our choices of who we hang out with and our choices of where we go and what we do, all of these things affect us because they feed parts of these things within us. They feed our appetites. So the question is, the question I would really say is, okay, you like that music. Is that music feeding an appetite within you that will help you gain your salvation? That's what, as a priest, I would say to you. Is this something that is of benefit to you?
Thank you very much. And I think the answer Father Daniel just gave can serve as an answer to many of the questions we didn't get to, a lot of the particular questions.